Good morning. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. And as we do that, every year during the time of Christmas, the church says, come on, it's all about family. And that's exactly what it's about. It starts at the core of all things in the church, especially when you listen to John Paul II, the Great. The core of all things, the foundation of the whole church, is the family. And the family, of course, is three different parts of our family. We have the family we grew up in, we were born into, the family we produced. There's our world family, and there's our parish family. But we're all one family. You know, when we talk about the Holy Family, it's the example for all of us. Even like, for instance, the very first thing that the Holy Family did as they were there, who came to them in the watch night? The shepherds came in the middle of the night. And they came, and so already this intimate family, from the very beginning, invited others to be part of the family. Then, holy cow, today is a loud day for children, I see. And so, the step, all part of the family, it's all part of it. And then, which we'll celebrate next week, right after, so first of all, this little intimate family was great, and they invited the shepherds, the Jews amongst them, the riffraff. They already invited me part of the family, and they came to be part of the Holy Family. And then, a little later, who comes? The kings, the wise men. And so now they open up their little intimate family, not only to the Jews, but to the whole world. And so we must do the same. Today when we baptize little Karina, she doesn't just become a part of this family, she becomes a part of our family. We belong to her, she belongs to us, that poor girl. And not just this family here, but the whole world becomes part of her family. See, that's the point. Selfishness has nothing to do with a Christian. You know, these people that sit there and say, we got to take care of ourselves first and take care of our own before we go reaching out to anybody else. They, by definition, are not Christians. They're only concerned about themselves. And the Holy Family wasn't like that. They didn't sit there and say, okay, we're just going to take care of our little own family first. And if they didn't do that, how could we? That it's never either or, it's always both and. I'm not just concerned about my little family. I got to be concerned about my parish family and my world family, all at the same time. Sometimes certain things will take more precedence for the moment. But in my mind, I always got to do that my family is always bigger. It's always bigger. It always is welcoming. It's always inviting. And it always embraces the world as family. That's why, again, we baptize first at this, we have a baptism after Mass, and we have a baptism during Mass. We do it at Mass, and some of you might think, oh, we have a baptism at Mass. Oh, joy. Instead of, isn't this exciting? We get to watch the newest member of our community come and be part of our family. So whenever you have a sigh at baptism, oh, another baptism, you're a pagan, just so you know. You got to get over it. It's about all of us. We are family. Huh? And that's why we celebrate these sacraments together, rejoicing for all eternity. And as we do that, as a member of the family, we always got to have, did you hear the opening prayer? It says, make us like the Holy Family, and there is two words, remember? Nobody ever pays attention to the prayer for all of us. In respect, good, and love. Make us in respect and love. And so that has to go in our own family, in our parish family, in our world family. In our own family, family always needs to come first, even when it comes to service. Huh? That there are times, like when I do permanent deacon retreats throughout the country, I always say, gentlemen, if your ministry ever gets in front of your family, quit your ministry. Very simply. Your family needs to come first. You need to make sure you're focused on them in respect. Huh? You know, one of the questions when we do a focus before we marry people, it says, one of the questions is, there are some certain things in my future spouse's personality that I do not respect. And if someone says yes to that, it is a red flag. And then it comes up, and when we deal with this in communication, we say, excuse me, you cannot agree. There might be things you totally disagree with, but you need to always respect that person's opinion in your family. So when it comes to your own family, you might totally disagree. Some of you might be, husband might be a Republican, the wife might be a Democrat. Hate each other when it comes to politics, but respect each other because they're your spouse. One of you, I God forbid, might be a Browns fan. You know, another one might be a Steelers fan. Now, there could be a place where you lose respect there for a little bit, huh? But you can't lose respect. You always must respect the other person, even if they support losers. You gotta support them. So sorry. You gotta sit there and you have a respect for each other in the family. And you have a love. And what do you know? Let's deal with this love thing for a second. Because everybody talks about it a lot. Oh yeah, I love my family. Huh? There are times you love your family and you don't like them. Is that true? Oh, huh? Trust me. You know, I had a good Christmas this year. No fights. It was all great. No yelling and screaming. I love it. But the reality is, I love my family even when we're in the midst of fighting. And that happens a lot. I swear my mother loves to throw bombs out at the table just to see how I'll react. And I decide not to react more and more as I get older. Hey, that was nice. I don't care if you voted for so-and-so. I don't care. But the reality is, I just let it go. Why? Because when it talks about love, it means that I'm dying for my family. I'm putting their needs in front of my own. Period. And so what you got to do is think about your family. Are you dying for each other every day? Are you really putting the other person's needs in front of your own? How much that's necessary, because that's love. Love has nothing to do with a feeling. Love is the commitment of your life, the giving away of your life. And it's got to start with your family. And the way you prove love is you give your life for them. And the way you prove you're giving your life for them is the little things. It's letting the last piece of cake be for someone else instead of you. It's for taking that remote control and handing it to your wife instead of holding it to yourself. It's giving away your life in the little things. So again, think, am I a person in my family who gives away my life every day for my spouse, for my parents, for my kids? For the bigger family, but let's focus there first. Do I respect them? Do I love them? Next, we go to the bigger family, the parish family. Do we sit there and we respect one and each other here, even if we don't agree? Do we love each other here? And that means we put ourselves out for the other, huh? Like, for instance, last week, we decorated for Christmas. And I said, please, 500 people stay. Maybe 25 stayed, so it took us 4.5 hours. And then I found out why everybody didn't stay. And even if it was a good reason, they wanted to watch the Steelers. You pagans, huh? So the reality is, let's see, my feelings or my watching the Steelers or taking care of somebody else and staying and helping decorate my church, because it's not Father Larry's church. It's not just the people who stayed here last week's church. It's your church. Did we die to build up the family because we needed to? Or do we go to watch the Steelers? Not to make anybody feel guilty or anything. I'm just throwing that out. So the reality of that, but the other things, everybody here, does everybody here give something to build up the church? As I said before, are we takers or are we givers? To be a member of the family, we got to be givers. What do I do to build up my family at the parish? And then what do I do to build up my family in the world? Again, the Holy Family invited the whole world into their family, and we're part of it. That means I primarily take care of the poor. That I don't just throw money every once in a while, but I have a consistent thing. Just like you consistently pay so your family can eat, that you need to consistently pay so your bigger family can eat. That you reach out to the poor because they're part of your family. Again, what do you do today when you drop dead and God looks at you and you stand before him and say, excuse me, how come during your lifetime 34,000 children died every day because of starvation? And you look at God and say, listen, they weren't my kids. And he goes, no, they were mine. And I gave you an abundance so you could reach out and help them live. And you decided only to live for yourself. What will you say? They're your kids too. that everyone here has to consistently do something for the poor of the world. Consistently. Because they're part of the family, don't you see? You see, so when we celebrate today the Feast of the Holy Family, we celebrate their family, yes, but we celebrate our family, our intimate family, our parish family, our world family. And we need to be concerned about all of them at the same time. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May it you know His love today and forever. Amen. 10 minutes and 21 seconds. Sorry. Anyway. Baptism. Okay.